Well, another Thursday morning rolling around, and that makes it time for K1 Car Talk on this Thursday morning. Normally an opportunity to spend a little bit of time with Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos. Brad is not available, which means Jason's in.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How's everything at the 995 oil change place?
Home of the 995. Everything is just wonderful over at Dungis this week, and it's a good week to come in and have your oil changed for 995. If you haven't changed your oil in a while, it's time.
That makes it time to get ready for fall, and something like having the oil changed. While it's there, you'll also check all the fluids, which includes radiator flush if necessary for an extra fee.
Exactly. We do a pretty thorough inspection when we have your car in for an oil change and make recommendations. We're not going to arm twist to tell you to do things, but you know, Charlie, I talk about this a lot. The automobile is probably your second biggest investment behind your home.
You're right.
Take good care of it.
Unless you work in agriculture and have tractors or something like that.
This is true. Yeah. We really love selling people vehicles, but frankly, the thing to do is to take care of your vehicle and drive it as long as you possibly can.
Well, typically, we only buy a truck every few years, depending on how many few is. But it needs maintenance. We need to get it into you several times, about once every 5,000 miles or so for periodic tune-up.
Good idea to come in, have your oil changed about every 5,000 miles, get your tires rotated. A lot of people don't realize the importance of having well-inflated, good contact, good tread on your tires. Man, talk about something that will extend the life of a very expensive disposable on your vehicle.
Well, that's it. That they are disposable in that when they get down to about 2-30 seconds,
it really becomes a safety issue. You want good contact with the road, especially if there's some moisture out, if it's slick like it was yesterday.
Yeah. Or it will be again later on this year. I have no doubt. I can say this with a fair degree of safety. At some point in time, we're going to have something resembling a little bit of snow or ice on the pavement.
It just could happen.
I'm not talking about the ice skating rink down at the chamber. That's something different.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, that's going to be great. Sherry was in yesterday talking about that, and you could just see the excitement in her face.
Yeah. So do the proper maintenance on your vehicle, and a great place to do it is Dungis Family of Autos. Home of the 995 oil change, lifetime brake pad guarantee, and low cost tire guarantee.
Absolutely. Yeah. So regardless of what brand of vehicle you're driving, whether it was something, I'll say, that is the brand names we see at Dungis Family of Autos, or whether that's a brand name that's from one of our other area dealerships, you service all those brands.
That's exactly it. We take care of everybody's vehicle.
Now, I will say, and I think you'd probably agree, if it's warranty service on one of those other brands, probably a good idea to have that warranty service done then.
Actually, you know, if it's warranty service and from time to time, and this is something that is happening more and more with vehicles, if it's a recall issue, we can take care of almost every recall issue that's out there.
Great.
So if you do have some sort of recall issue, please come in, visit us. If it is something that needs to be referred to another dealer, we'll do that reference. But in most circumstances, we can take care of everything.
That's part of what you do as part of the 995 oil change. You do check for any recalls, right?
We sure do.
Yeah.
We sure do.
That makes it pretty handy.
It is. So come in and come visit our service bays, both on the Dungis Toyota Drive and the Dungis Ford Drive.
One without no appointment necessary. The other, you kind of prefer an appointment.
Well, we'll take drop-ins on both drives, but you do have the opportunity at DungisToyota.com to make an appointment. And even if it's just an oil change, it gets you in and out really a lot faster. Not to mention if it's an issue that will require parts, we'll go ahead and pre-order the parts for you so that when you come in, we're ready to just dive on your vehicle.
That sounds like a great idea. End of September, and I know it doesn't happen so much as maybe it does when you and I were somewhat younger, but still, it's the time when we change over model years, and I'm sure that the 2018s are on the lot.
We have a number of 2018s coming in. We have, on the Toyota side, one of the coolest little 2018s we've had for a few weeks. It's the new C HR. Mm-hmm. I almost confuse that with that other brand.
We have a little alphabet soup out there. But
if you haven't seen it, the CHR is a...
My folks used to drive an LTD, but that was a Ford truck.
So the CHR is a... it's a small SUV. It's Toyota's new entry SUV, small SUV. It is a pistol. It is so fun to drive, Charlie. It's low to the ground, very spacious. People tell me it looks a little futuristic.
Mm-hmm, it does.
I've heard people describe it as Darth Vader's helmet.
I hadn't thought about that, but I can see it if it's black.
It's definitely got that look. And
I think the new Star Wars movie comes out around December 20th.
It's coming around December. Yeah. I'll be in line with you. It's kind of amazing that you and I have grown up watching this series, and maybe we'll get to see the conclusion.
It's been a long time since 1977, I think it was, when that first one came out. Anyway, it is just a great idea to go take a look at the new cars. It's fun. They used to make a big production of it, put the butcher block paper on the windows and hide everything so you could get it all set, ready to tear it off and show us the whole thing.
It isn't the big reveal that it used to be now. Now it comes out in dribbles and drabs, but boy, we've got some neat vehicles besides the CHR.
Now that one has got, I would compare it to the get up and go that your car has, right?
Oh yeah, definitely has the get up and go of the Camry. Now I'm driving a 15. The 2018 Camrys have hit the lot, Charlie.
Wow.
And they've added a little bit of horsepower to the Camry. They've changed the body style, made it a little sportier.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a pretty darn fun car to drive.
Well, with all the new safety features that are on it, it's great.
Charlie, all of the new 2018 Toyotas come with Toyota Safety Sense. Blind spot detection, lane departure detection, collision warning. The higher end packages also have the automatic braking, both for... there are two levels. One... will actually stop the vehicle if it detects another vehicle in front of it. Mm-hmm. And then the one I really like, and I think this is going to save some lives, there is a pedestrian crossing sensor that uses both radar and laser beams and prevents you from accidentally tapping into somebody in a crossing lane.
Well, that'll be wonderful, particularly for the pedestrians, but I think for those of us that are behind the wheel, it just is an added sense of confidence.
Charlie, I'll tell you, the blind spot detection on my Camry has prevented me from bumping into people.
Yeah.
I'm...
There's nothing worse than that blast of horn in the adjacent lane when I looked in the mirror, you weren't there.
Exactly. So all of the new Toyotas have the safety sense, the Toyota safety sense, through the end of September.
Which was like tomorrow.
We've got a day.
Oh, yeah. Friday. Yeah. Saturday.
So you've got Saturday.
Saturday.
The... 2017 Camrys, we have a fantastic deal on those. A lot of people don't look into leasing as their first option, but if you are someone who drives a moderate amount, mm-hmm. You're not racking up a lot of mileage on a vehicle, a lease is a fantastic option. And right now we have the Toyota Camry, a 36-month lease for $199 a month, Charlie.
You know, that makes the purchase, or what could be eventually a purchase, pretty reasonable, at least for the first for the lease period. That's something that nearly anybody can afford.
It really is. And then at the end of the lease period, if you want to keep the car, it holds its residual value. We'll make you a great deal on the vehicle. If you want to turn it back in, we'll be talking about the 2020.
Here's the keys, bye.
Yeah, we'll be talking about the 2021 models at that point.
Yeah.
And who knows what the features are going to be in 3 years.
You know, we're getting closer to some of those futuristic cars that came out in the 50s and 60s. You know?
It's very true. I think we talk about this a lot. I think you and I will see the hands-free driving, and who knows, we may even try it.
I'm not sure. On one of those closed courses, do not try this at home sort of thing, I'm not sure I'm ready to give up the wheel yet. But the same sort of thing going on the Ford lot.
It really is. We have the 2018s in, and of course, the vehicle that's really creating a lot of buzz around the dealership, we have a 2018 Ford F-150 Raptor.
Well, yeah.
And it is every guy's Tonka toy dream come true. Even if you're not in the market for a Raptor, even if you're not in the market for a truck, come in, touch it, get your photograph taken next to it.
Hey, Jason, can I get a test drive on that thing? Maybe about 2 o'clock this afternoon?
I don't know whether we'll let you test drive it, but we'll definitely let you drool on it.
Okay, I'll bring my own polishing cloth. I'll clean up my drool.
I think that sounds fair, Charlie. We had two. The first Raptor, they came in as a pair about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. The first one went immediately.
Yeah.
It is in some happy camper's driveway right now.
Probably being enjoyed by somebody who, would be out there dueling it if they hadn't already taken it home.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So in addition to the 2018 Raptor, we have some fantastic deals on some of the 2017s because, of course, we're trying to, as they say, make room for the 2018s. Well,
the factory has already said we're sending you more.
It's a true... there is no fallacy. People have to make room because we have only so much lot and we have vehicles that we have to get rid of in order to bring in the new vehicles. So right now we have, I think, one of the best deals on the lot on the Ford side, a 2017 Ford F-150 XLT. Mm-hmm. It's a V6. It has the EcoBoost engine. It's a 4x4. Right now, $12,050 off MSRP.
You know, you mentioned one of the best things I think Ford has come up with in a long time, and that is the EcoBoost engine. I'm enjoying the one on my 2015. I rarely put my foot in it, but I know that when I do, we're gone.
It does give you that that amount of power that you would really expect from a larger engine. So a V6 EcoBoost is going to give you really the equivalent, it's a turbo boost.
Yeah.
So it's really going to give you the equivalent of an 8-cylinder. And same thing like Charlie is saying, on the 4-cylinder EcoBoost, you put your foot down and you would really be surprised that you're in a 4-cylinder.
Yeah.
They tell me if I had hair, it would put my hair back.
You'd be screaming.
So in addition to a great deal on Ford F-150s, we are at the tail end of what Ford is calling SUV month, and we have some fantastic deals on Ford Edge. Mm-hmm. Up to $7,300 off of the MSRP on a 2017, and we have a Ford Escape Titanium. Now, this is a four-wheel drive. It is fantastic, Charlie. It's leather. It's comfortable. One of my favorite cars to drive, frankly.
Well, when you look at the Titanium model, that means it has all of the upper-end features in it. The HD radio, the leather seats are there.
Fantastic Ford Sync 3.
Yeah.
We have one on the lot right now that Brad has priced a little over $5,800 off of MSRP, and I think that might be kind of negotiable. Just between you and me.
Take one down to the OK Mozart office. Let Susan Albert drive it.
I think that's a great idea. Hey, speaking of Susan Albert.
Did I speak of Susan Albert? I guess I did.
Are we hearing Mozart? So, Charlie, I OK Mozart, or I think now known as OKM, we're coming up on the OKM Oktoberfest, and Susan Albert from OK Mozart is here to talk to us a little bit about it. Hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So, what's going on at OK Mozart?
Well, for one thing, you mentioned kind of a little name change there. It's really as a result of our expansion program. It's no longer just a festival. It's kind of grown into a big entity unto itself, and it's going to be called OKM Music. And the festival is just one part of it. We're going to have year-round programming, and we're really focusing on children's events and children's programming, trying to get younger kids exposed to music more.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and scholarships for kids who want to pursue music but may not have the means.
Oh, that is great.
Yeah, so we're really expanding our programs and growing, and so we kind of outgrew the name OK Mozart.
Well, the festival isn't going away, so the festival
right.
will still be the OK Mozart Festival? Or
no,
will it be the OKM Festival?
It'll be more probably OKM Music Festival, because we're kind of... We're keeping the classical, but we've added other genres too. It's an all-inclusive festival.
Well, and over the years, the music has broadened. So from just strict Mozart, that makes sense.
Well, and we've been listening to the community, and that's what they've been asking for. We've done surveys and this and that, and people want more than just classical, which I know some people think is unfortunate, but... You know, we're here to please.
I like that. So, Oktoberfest, this is coming up.
October 6th, and we're taking it to the streets this year. It's going to be outside under the big tents, real authentic.
A real Oktoberfest.
Yeah. Yes. And so it'll be lots of fun. There's going to be food trucks instead of just in the past. We used to have it in the community center and just kind of had a buffet. But there'll be food trucks, so you can pick what you want.
Now, is there going to be a sauerkraut van?
Well, there is authentic German food from Uncle Dom's Global Cuisine, if you're familiar with
him. That's great.
He has authentic German food. And then Shorty's is going to be there with pretzels and potato salad and schnitzel on a stick.
Oh, schnitzel on a stick.
Can't beat that. Price's Meat Market will be there with sausage and hot dogs. And, of course, we'll have dessert. Sugar Rica will be there and cup and cake, as well as, it's gone out of my head. Oh, Rolling Pin.
Oh, that's
and
great.
And they all have cupcakes and strudel and more of the desserts.
This sounds like some good calories. And so, so what time does the event start?
It starts at 4.
4 o'clock on the 6th.
Which is a Friday evening. Street will be blocked off. Right there between 4th and 5th on Dewey.
Mm-hmm.
The street will be blocked off, and we've also got parking lots right around there. There'll be a huge tent in the parking lot, and that's where a lot of the activities will take place. But another new thing for Oktoberfest this year is it's become a family-friendly event, so you can bring your kids.
That's good.
There's going to be a tent for kids. There's going to be all kinds of activities. Jeff Cawthon, the local ventriloquist and magician. He's in big demand around here. He's going to be there. He'll have 3 shows. Plus, they're going to make an alp horn. Are you familiar with the alp horn? That big, long...
So
that'll be fun.
So you're going to be sending children home with alp horns?
Yep.
You're going to make some friends.
We're also sending them home with cookies. If they don't eat them first, they can decorate cookies. And there's also a kazoo parade. Have you ever seen a kazoo parade?
No, but that does conjure up just a fantastic image of...
And we provide the kazoos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is beautiful.
So you'll probably want to get in on that.
You know me well.
And there's also a traditional soccer game.
Oh, that's
where
great.
They are kicking a ball, but they're actually trying to get it through a hole in a board. Which isn't easy.
Yeah.
Not easy.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
But we've got that for the kids. And then for the adults, for the kids too, we'll have a costume contest for the adults and the kids. And I don't know if you've seen it in any of our advertising, but we've got a big board that a local teacher, I believe it was an art teacher, painted for us of a Bavarian couple. And the faces are cut out so you can stand behind it and get your picture taken.
That way you don't have to bring your own Lederhosen.
I was just trying to remember, where'd I hang the Lederhosen?
Yeah, so you can get your picture taken behind that. I think that will be fun.
Well, this sounds like a great event. And what about, is there an entry fee? Do you have tickets?
There's an early bird, $7 for adults. At the gate, it's $10. Children are $5 up to age 20. 6 and under are free.
Okay. And how do if I wanted to get the advance ticket, Susan, where would I go?
You could go to our website and either okmozart.com or okmmusic.org.
Okmmusic.org.
They both go to the same place.
Okay.
And there's a link there to Eventbrite.
Oh, okay.
So you can even just go to Eventbrite to get the early
buy my tickets online and yeah. pay with a credit card.
If you do, I will warn you there is, you know, a processing fee.
That's not a problem. There always is a processing fee.
There always is.
Or a dock fee or something.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But we'll also have some local vendors, too, will be there. And, of course, there'll be beer and wine. And even some cocktails, if you don't like beer and wine.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so lots going on. Yeah, we hope everybody will come out.
Now, we've talked about the food. Mm-hmm. We've talked about the horns. We've talked about the lederhosen. Music.
There's
got to be music at an OKM event.
We're going to have two different polka bands. Plus, we're going to have an authentic German folk dancing group will be there to kind of demonstrate how it really looks.
That is fantastic. a click, a tap, and a grab of the heel.
You bet.
Oh, yeah. I that sounds like a lot of fun.
And they'll be dressed in their authentic costumes, of course. So, yeah, it'll be fun to see what that dancing is really supposed to look like.
This does sound like a good event, especially, it sounds like a great event for families.
Mm-hmm.
It also, because there's beer involved, it sounds like a great event for young people to come out and enjoy.
Sure, yeah.
So, one more time, mm-hmm. it starts Friday, October 6th at 4 p.m.
Till 11.
Mm-hmm. And tickets are available at okmmusic.org
or okmozart.com.
Charlie?
Or just go to Eventbrite.
I think it's going to be German Fest for us.
Wunderbar.
Thank you, Susan. I'm excited about that.
We
definitely have a table, and I think it needs to be manned, and I think
there should be a representative from each area of the dealership, somebody from sales, somebody from service, and somebody from the front office like you.
Oh, but I think that's a great idea.
Or maybe front office, just you and your wife and your other friends.
Well, I here's a group that probably should be involved is the Dungeness Collision Center people.
I think that'd be great.
Joe
and friends.
Joe Dillon and friend.
Yeah.
Joe has a friend. Or two.
Or
in this town.
Joe has a lot of friends. And people are friends with Joe because of the great work he's done on their vehicles.
Joe is the human that goes the extra mile on everything.
Platinum class iCar certified collision center. And when it was, it continues to be a state of the art center. You are a preferred provider for all insurance companies.
Almost every insurance company out there will refer us. And then the work is fantastic.
Yeah.
If you are driving around with a dent or a ding and you want to make your car happy,
mm-hmm.
bring it to Joe. Come to Dungeness Collision Center.
And if you already have a great car that looks good on the outside, take it across the street, so to speak, over and get a great detail and make it happy on the inside.
The inside of your car, even the outside of your car, if your car needs a little...
A little shine.
House cleaning,
yeah.
A little love. Again, like we were talking about earlier, probably the second biggest asset that you own. Give it some love and bring it to Dungeness for a complete detail. Enrique and his detail team will take a car in the condition of, any condition.
It will look great, smell great by the time you drive it home.
That is true.
This time of year, as we transition into fall, I think it's also something that we should mention at least a few times, and that's a coolant flush on that, because I know we don't get the freezing temperatures that maybe they did when I was growing up in a state that gets more snow, but it's still a great idea to make sure that coolant system works for you.
At the very least... bring it in, bring your vehicle in, make sure that the coolant system is working properly, because this does get to be the time of year where the coolant system is strained, coming off the other time of year, midsummer.
Which the cooling system is also strained differently.
This is true. But a little bit of moisture in your coolant system, a little bit of water in your cooling system can really ruin the whole thing. Yeah. So we can check to make sure that the coolant system is working properly. Check to make sure all of your systems are working properly, no matter what type of car you drive.
Well, we haven't had the heat that maybe we do a lot of summers, but we bake a lot of batteries here in Oklahoma in the summertime. And the problem shows up the first snow, then that the car engine doesn't just kind of...
click, click, click.
Oh, you've heard it.
Yes. So that is another thing that we will check for you. Your battery status, make sure that your electrical system is up to snuff. The wise thing to do, have your car maintained on a regular basis. Make sure that everything is in working order. Don't wait until things break.
You make it so easy for folks, particularly for your Lincoln drivers.
Oh, my gosh. We have a fantastic system for Lincoln. We have a concierge program that is headed up by Bruce Dunges. Bruce and his team, if you own a Lincoln, will actually come to your office or your home or wherever you are, pick your Lincoln up, drop off a service Lincoln for you to drive while your Lincoln is in the shop. We'll take it in, maintain it, vacuum it, clean it, detail it, bring it back to you. It's a no-muss, no-fuss system. And I'll tell you what, Charlie, if you are looking for a luxury ride and you know,
who doesn't?
I know you, Charlie. You're looking for a luxury ride. The new Lincoln Continental is an amazing vehicle. I think the thing that always impresses me the most about the Lincoln is the split seats. Mm-hmm. The driver's seat and the passenger seat. The bench actually splits so that you can...
That was so innovative when Ford first came out with that, the split bench.
Yeah.
Because obviously, growing up, it was a bench seat. I'm sorry. You accommodated yourself to the driver, and if the driver was, 5 feet tall and the other person was, 6 foot four, sorry, fold your knees up.
Well, or if you're if you're on a long car trip and you need to move your thighs up and down a little bit, the car literally will give you a massage.
Yeah.
So,
what a great idea.
No kidding. Everybody needs a little love in their life, and a Lincoln will provide you that little love.
It will. And, it's comfortable. It's a great ride. It's a quiet ride.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
So in the last couple minutes we have here, Charlie, I probably should talk to you about a new program that we have going on.
You have a new program?
All new vehicles at Dunges Family of Autos, Lincoln, Ford, and Toyota. Mm-hmm. All new vehicles now come with a 7-year, 100,000 nationwide complimentary warranty.
That's in addition to your Q-certified program, or expanding it.
It expands the Q-certified program into the new vehicle line. This is a fantastic warranty. It comes with roadside assist. It comes with something called trip interruption insurance.
I like that idea.
I do, too. So if you are on a long trip or you're outside of your area and something does happen, you're in an accident or a blowout, and you have to have a hotel room, you miss a concert, the insurance will actually pick up your expenses for just about everything on that trip that you're inconvenienced by.
Well, that's a great idea, because that it gives you just that level of confidence. I expect to be driving a great car all the way through, but if somebody T-bones me at an intersection in St. Louis, it happens,
Things happen, and I can speak to that T-boning in the intersection in St. Louis. So, and again, thank you, Joe Dillon, and the body shop at Dunges. The collision center fixed me right up.
Well, if you're interested in the Oktoberfest, it would be Friday of next week. Downtown Bartlesville.
Friday, October 6th.
Yes.
It starts at 4. It benefits OKM Music.
Right.
And it sounds like a fantastic event. Go to okmmusic.org to get your tickets in advance.
Now, you can have your picture taken in their cutouts, but if you already own Lederhosen.
I'm wearing the Lederhosen.
What a great idea.
If you've got them, wear them.
There you go.
All right. Charlie, thank you for a great morning.
And thanks for bringing Susan Albert along as well. And again, check things out, okmozart.com, okmmusic.org. Buy your tickets or go directly to Eventbrite. And we've got news coming up here in just a little bit. By the way, dungeonschoice.com for everything else that Jason and I have been talking about. And we will be back with another K1 Car Talk coming up right here on next Thursday morning on 1400 K1.